Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspiration Call. We are here on this beautiful Sunday morning, as always, and our topic, we are continuing on in discussing telling the devil no. So vital as we go forward each and every day of our life, each and every day in the body of Christ. And the question is, how are we resisting the devil? How exactly are we doing that? Because we have to understand that it requires more than what we have often done in the past. It's so vital that we realize just how important it is as it pertains to our Christianity, as it pertains to serving God in spirit and in truth. So how are we resisting the devil? Are we claiming and walking in the victory that has already been established for us? Or do we have a defeated mindset? Are we operating in a way that, you know, suggests that we are not sold out for God? So, you know, what are the things that we're thinking on a daily basis that causes us to respond in a particular way? So we know the Bible instructs us to, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So the more our character becomes like God's perfect nature, the less the devil will be comfortable in our presence, and the more he is going to be inclined to flee from us. So that's what we've been talking about, resisting the devil. And, you know, we want to continue to learn how we do that exactly. How do we do that to where we can walk in the victory that's already been established for us? We can not only walk in the victory, but also help others along the way, because we have to remember that we are in this together. As the body of Christ, it's more than just ourselves. So a lot of times we have to take ourselves out of the equation and focus on, you know, helping others, lifting them up, encouraging them, but also leading them straight to God. So how do we do that? How do we, you know, be effective in doing that on a daily basis and not fall short? Because I know that we can all relate. We've gotten to the point where we begin to doubt, we begin to question God, and we begin to focus less on God and focus more on our situations, focus more on the things that are not indicative of what God would have us to focus on as it pertains to, you know, walking in his will. So again, we have to think of those things that are true, that are noble, that are right, that are pure, that are lovely, and that are admirable, so that we can continue to resist the devil. And as our topic states, tell the devil no. So on this morning, at this time, we would like to welcome in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Mr. Lasone.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well, thank you.
Good day. Do you mind opening us up with prayer, please?
Not at all. Our Father and our God, we come before you at this hour on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for just allowing us to rest on last night. Dear Father, more importantly, for waking us up on this morning so that we can see a brand new day, but also so that we can come together once again to be in your presence, dear God, and to fellowship together. We thank you for your word, dear God, and we thank you for continuing to extend your grace and your mercy upon us. As we are here, dear Father, I ask that you just allow us to be focused on the message that you have for us, dear God, and we thank you for continuing to provide this platform. We thank you for the gift of this ministry, and we thank you for our leader, dear Father. We ask that you will just continue to cover and protect us all so that we can continue to go forward serving you. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. So this whole week we have been talking about telling the devil no. Absolutely not. Miss LaTanya, I'm going to give you a minute to go ahead and give your spiel, and then I'm going to come in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. You just said it, tell the devil no. So the question I pose is, you know, how do we resist the devil? And I want to share a scripture comes from James chapter 4, verse 8. It says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. That's James chapter 4, verse 8. So, you know, it actually goes on to say that we are to cleanse our hands and purify our hearts. It also refers to us as sinners and double-minded. So in order to do that, we have to actively seek to remove Satan's way of thinking and behaving from our lives. And actively is the key word here. So we have to be doing something for God. We have to be working unto God. We've learned that Satan is clever and he's very powerful. So we have to realize that none of us can successfully resist his influence without God's help. So the key to resisting him is basically, first and foremost, we have to consistently draw near to God, and we have to remain close to God. We have to keep our focus on him. One of the things that, you know, is vital is allowing God to basically remove Satan's influence from our minds. And this actually takes place through, we have to first recognize our sins, we have to acknowledge our sins, but more importantly, we have to repent of them. And the Bible actually compares this type of transformation from Satan's way of thinking to coming back to life from the dead. And what I realized is when we begin to truly repent and submit to God, we actually begin to take his word seriously. And this is when it becomes less of a challenge to obey his instructions and his commands. So the things that he's telling us to do in his word. We also have to realize that his word actually transforms our minds, but it also cleans it up in such a way that the evil thoughts that we have, the things that we think about that leads to the words that come out of our mouths, the things that we do, the motives that we have, all of these things begin to line up with the scripture that I talked about in Philippians 4 and 8, where we have to think on these things. So when we begin to think on the things that are true, that are noble, that are right, that are pure, that are lovely, and that are admirable, we begin to speak that way, and we also begin to act out in that way. And these things are the things that are pleasing to God. They're reflective of who God is. We also have to realize that it's vital that we surrender our lives to God. So we can't just, you know, take for granted that, okay, I'm going to read the scripture, and then I'm going to apply it to only certain parts of my life. This has to apply to every single area of our life, every situation that we're dealing with. But also, as I pointed out, we have to remember that when we're telling the devil no, it's vital that we look around and help someone else along the way. The journey that we live and that we take is not just for us. It's for us to reach out and help someone. We are to walk in love. We are to be kind. We are to be patient, not only with God, but also with those who he allows us to cross paths with. And we also have to remember that, you know, as we go forward, it's not just for the moment and it's not just for tomorrow. We have to remember that as we walk this journey, as we live this life, that we are going to face certain situations, things are going to come up, and it's going to be when we least expect. But we know that God does not tempt us. He tests us. He tests our faith. Satan is the one that tempts us. So the Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God so that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And God also calls us to be alert and to be of a sober mind, watching out for the schemes of the devil, who prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. So Satan wants to devour our lives. This is his objective. And he wants to keep us from being in the relationship with God. He wants us to doubt. The Bible tells us that in John chapter 20, when the disciples shouted that they had seen Jesus raised from the grave, Thomas actually doubted, and it actually kept him from believing in the miracle of salvation. So this is when Jesus appeared to Thomas, and he said, stop doubting and believe. So when the devil tempts us to doubt God, we must not let our circumstance determine who God is in our life. We should do the opposite and let God determine our circumstance and actually have him be in control of our life. Have him take total control of our situations and the things that cause us to live in fear. And this is something else that Satan wants us to do. He wants us to live in fear. He wants us to be in doubt. He wants us to be insecure. But the Bible tells us that we are God's handiwork, and in Christ we're not only good enough, but we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. He also wants us to avoid fellowship. So much like we're here today and other times throughout the week, Satan hates that. He does not want us to be involved with other believers in the body of Christ, because it makes us harder to persevere in our faith. It becomes more of a challenge. And we allow ourselves to become distracted in following Jesus in a world that does not, because we are not in commune with other believers. And the Bible tells us when we leave the community that we were made for, we are destined to be devoured. He also wants us to be led astray, and he wants us to fail. So, in other words, he wants to destroy us, which, again, is his objective. And he wants us to settle for what the world has given us versus what God has already given us. And that's the victory that we should be claiming and should be walking in on a day-to-day basis. So we know that, as the Bible says, we are hard-pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We may be persecuted on a daily basis, but we're not abandoned. We may be struck down, but we're not destroyed. So we have to always carry around in our minds and in our hearts that, you know, we have the salvation that Jesus has already given to us, and we have his word that leads and guides us if we allow ourselves to be led by his spirit. So again, we have to draw near to God so that he can draw near to us. And I hope you all ate well.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Latonya. Telling the devil no. How hard is it to tell the devil no? How hard is it to tell yourself no?
Mm-hmm.
How hard is it? It is extremely hard for those who operate in the flesh.
Yes, it
because
is.
We go by our gut. Come on, finish my statement. We go by our gut. Come on, finish my statement. We go by our gut what?
Feeling.
Oh, my God. Whoa. Boy, I didn't open a new can of worms. That the body, the Bible, do y'all know that the Bible says that in the last days, even the elect, the select in God will be deceived. In other words, why do you think you see a lot of people preaching, you know, they preach the message that say, baby, you got to go by your feeling. Huh? You got to listen to your gut. Huh? You serious? Are you serious right now? This is why I like to talk to the leaders. I like to talk to pastors. Huh? Because some have been listening to pastor and not God. Don't you talk about my pastor. But if the shoe fit, wear it. Think I'm supposed to back down? I told you somebody's going to run. When the Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee, the one who runs must be Satan, because I'm not running.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Got to be. So how are we going to do this in God? How How you going to do this in God? Ain't going to be no fisticuffs. Because if we get in our little feelings and we go by our gut end, we got different names for it. Let me throw one out there so I can wake everybody up. We go by that women's intuition.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Shoot, well, if it's going to be women's intuition, we should have started with Eve. She should have had it better than anybody, and she was deceived. So put a pause on that one, okay?
Amen.
The original is always going to be the best, you know. Oh, yeah, if you got a rotator cuff, a knee cap, your original kneecap or a rotator cuff, going to be the best. If you got to get a replacement, oh, it's not as good. You know that, right? So Eve would have been better than anybody walking right now. You know that, right? Let me say this again, because I think somebody got it twisted. The original would be the best version of anything, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I just want her to be known. Yeah. So if anybody had it the best, it would have been her. So, well, go ahead and put that out the window. Okay, that's why I don't like him, because he ain't speaking the truth in God. What is your version of truth? Because if going by gut feeling is absolutely correct, why then, it's sometimes is wrong? Well, that's sometimes, majority of time. So you would rather go by majority or all when you're talking about your soul being on the line?
All.
Let's say this again, people. What Satan was telling Jesus was true until you peel back all the layers. He was literally using scripture at God himself.
Yes,
remember
he
when
was.
Jesus was tempted in the wilderness?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Satan was using a scripture to tempt Jesus, but with an ulterior motive. Y'all know that, right?
Right.
But here's the thing. Even when Jesus was tempted, it's hard to tell yourself no when you're operating outside of God. See, Satan don't want you to necessarily agree with him, but he got a plan B if you didn't notice. Plan B is that you just don't agree with God. So let's see. You don't have to agree with Satan, but as long as you don't agree with God, so therefore he'll start using people. You know, that's why we say we got to get delivered from people, right?
Right.
What is the first thing we got to get delivered from?
Ourselves.
Oh, my God. Y'all remember that one?
Mm.
You got to get delivered from people, but first you got to get delivered from yourself. In other words, self can be the very thing that gives Satan a yes. Although you're telling him no, you can also be telling God, Lord, have mercy. Don't y'all know y'all can tell God no and Satan no at the same time, but you're still leaning towards Satan?
Yes. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Let me simplify it. Let me break it down in lame terms. You got a child. You know children. You done been to school. You got cousins and sisters and brothers. Okay. Their parents told them to go to school. Huh? The people on the corner, they don't go to school. Come hang out with me. We're going to say a little free. We're going to do a little fun, have a little fun, drink it up. We're going to go to the movie. We're going to skip as if you're singing, but you're not. Even if you were, you still go like your parents said so. So they ain't listen to the people on the corner. But they also didn't listen to their parents. Just because they showed up at school don't mean that they went to school. Because you go to school to learn with a purpose. They went to school. So in their mind, I didn't listen to them. So I did tell the thugs on the street no. But see, ultimately, you still lost because you were in school. You just taking up space. You're not even focused. You're just there.
Yeah.
And just because you have perfect attendance don't mean you're going to pass.
Amen.
Huh? Oh, just because you around God, Judas, don't mean that you're telling him yes. Just because you go to church, Judas, don't mean that church is sinking in you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
How many of us listen to these calls all the time? And y'all know my number one thing is don't operate in feelings. And y'all know I hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know this?
Yes, sir.
And it's not just my number one thing. It's God's number one thing. Because he says, before you take up your cross and follow me. In other words, to follow God is to tell him Y-E-S. Yes. Y-E-S.
Okay.
Yes. When you follow God, you're telling him yes. The Bible says, before you take up your cross and follow me, before you take up your cross and tell me yes, you must first do what? Deny yourself. Denying yourself means telling anything outside of me, no. So when you talk about your feelings, what are you doing? You telling God, no. Your feelings and your faith are two totally different things. Let me say it again. Your feelings, slow it down, and your faith, slow it down, are two totally different things. Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? We got it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Bible says it this way, Galatians 5 and 16. Look what the Bible says. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. See, every time we walk outside of God and we start operating in our feelings, we are walking in the flesh. Henceforth, the noble ones, some people are too prideful, come back and apologize. If you therefore got to apologize, or if you know that you're wrong, even if you don't know that you're wrong, when you are wrong in God, see, the Bible said to test every spirit by the Spirit. So when your lifestyle, when your walk does not resemble God, you have just told him no, because you are walking by the flesh and not by the Spirit.
Amen.
Therefore, if you really want to accurately resist the devil and tell him no, you must first submit to God.
Yes, sir.
You can be with your man, and you can be with your woman. Just because y'all walking hand in hand, don't mean that you fully submitted to them.
Right. Yes, indeed.
You know how many people married and ended a relationship at the same time? I mean, they married and in another relationship.
Yes, they are.
Even if they don't call it a relationship, they have relations.
Mm-hmm.
What is that called? Relationship.
Right.
Hello? You don't
have
to physically test somebody to be having relations with them. You know that? Uh-huh. But see, when you submit, because we'll say, that's disgusting and that's despicable. So if that's the natural version of marriage, what about the spiritual version of marriage when we say we're married to God, yet we're sleeping with the world? How do you know we're sleeping with the world? What do we birth? Look at the thoughts that come out of our mouth. What seed was planted in there? You did not have intercourse with God. You were not intimate with God, and that came out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody planted a seed in you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody planted a seed in you. Oh, it's a no seed, all right. But it was to tell God no.
Yes.
James 1 and 14. This is why I opened up with, if we're going to tell the devil no, we got to overcome ourselves. We got to get delivered from ourselves. When you get delivered from yourself, boy, you're about to run it out. You're about to handle your business. Huh? This is why the Bible said lean not to your own understanding.
Yes.
Majority of the time we get in trouble, not because Satan influenced us, it's because we influence us. The Word of God was inspired by God, so our inspiration should be God, not our experience, not our feelings, not our life.
Amen.
In fact, it's not our life in the first place.
Yes.
Should we be reminded of that?
Yes, sir.
When we literally submit to God, it's easy to tell Satan no. Because I'm so busy telling, listen, y'all, we have probing questions when it comes to health and fitness. So I have a list of questions that's going to survey an individual, roughly about 25 of them. at the end of it, I'm going to talk to the individual. It's going to be so many yeses. Do you want to be healthy? Yes. You see, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think that health is important? Yes.
Mm.
Hmm? Do you want to be around to see your kids grow older? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Do you think that God wants you healthy? Yes. See, all these yeses, at the end of it, when I, you know, hey, you know, so you ready to go today? Well, how can you say I know when you didn't have given me a list of yeses?
Right.
How can you tell God no when all he has done was give you yes all your life?
Amen.
Well, God didn't always tell me no. I mean, yes, Mr. Carr. He told me no to some things. No, God promises are yes and amen. He says yes. It depends on your perspective.
Hmm. That's right.
Just because he cut somebody off, that wasn't no. He was saying yes, move forward in me. Who said that they was moving forward in me? So my yes does not include them. Move forward. Yes, you can. Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
We take it as a no because it was something that we wanted. Oh, my God. Let me say it again. Let me say it again. We take God's yes as a no. We say God tells us no. You know why we say God tells us no? And it was always a yes. It was always a yes because the no looks like a no because it was something that you wanted. Oh, but when it's something that he planted, it's never a no. My God.
Amen.
I better catch this now. Huh? The only time you tell your child no is because it's something they wanted. You would never tell them no to something that, Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh? So when the Bible says tell the devil no, essentially what he's saying is tell him no and tell yourself no too. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When God says tell the devil no, when he says resist the devil, essentially when you're walking in God and this God have your way mentality, that means it's easy to tell the devil no because if it don't look like, think like, speak like, walk like, live like my God, I'm telling it no. So every thought that comes to your mind that is not subject to God, in other words, if that thought comes to your mind and it didn't come from Jesus, if it don't sound like Jesus, if it don't look like Jesus, if it just come over here to side with your flesh, that type of stuff, tell it no.
Mm. Amen.
And stop talking about, well, that's just how I feel. Well, does Jesus live in that thought pattern? Does Jesus live in that feeling? And then a double-minded man is unstable in all thy ways. You feeling that way today. Why tomorrow you feel another way? Jesus is yesterday, today, and forevermore. See, that's how you know you should be telling that thing no. Because, see, that'll have you out of shape. That'll have you out of shape in the spiritual realm. You're not exercising your faith. And you, I don't know if y'all know this, but when you get out of shape and you try to get back in shape, you know you got to throw up, huh? You know it's not a... Huh? Oh, yeah, you mean you're not in shape yet. So when God does start exercising you, you start getting around people who are in God, and they telling God yes. Well, you're like, what's going on? See, a lot of times you can't keep up because you're not in shape yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not easy to tell them, yes, I'm going to work out with you today. In other words, it's not easy to live that lifestyle until you get in shape.
Yes, sir.
Now, I told God yes on Sunday, but hold on. I ain't think I had to work out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And definitely not Saturday, because Saturday is my off day. This is exactly how we treat God.
Yes, it is. Oh,
well,
yes,
I only exercise one day a week, and this is why you ought to shave.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You only exercise yes to God one day a week. Huh? And then we think that we can exercise in God by saying yes and then go eat everything in the world that says no.
Mm-hmm.
And think we're okay.
Right.
Huh? Well, y'all know I'm talking.
Yes.
Y'all know I'm talking.
Yes. Yes, sir.
See how it go, people?
Mm-hmm.
Is that not true? Oh, yeah.
It is.
The Bible says, but each person, James 1 and 14, but each person, James 1 and 14, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own, operative word, own, by his own. Well, Mr. Carr, he said his. He ain't talking to women. No, he's talking to mankind by his own, desires.
Hmm.
Ain't that something?
It is. Yes, it is.
My own desires. You know, we're trying to outslick God. He ain't never say with a woman. He ain't talking about the man. No, he's talking about to both.
Yes, he is.
Hmm? He ain't separated the two. It's
mm-hmm.
not gender specific.
Because right.
remember the Bible says, for somebody who wants to be smart, because I know I got some small ones out there. Aha, I got it, Mr. Carter. That's not true. Because it says H-I-S. Well, the Bible says in heaven. He said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. Oh, yeah, tell the devil no. Let it be done on earth. Tell the devil no. See how he's trying to lie to you even with that thought pattern? Tell him no. Okay? H-I-S. He ain't say W-O-M-A-N or G-I-R-L. Let me tell you something. Didn't the Bible clearly says in heaven there will be neither male nor female? All right,
yes.
So I think we better shut that down. See how you do that one? See how you do that?
Yes, sir.
Do that?
Yes,
uh-huh.
Indeed.
The Bible said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. So if he's saying that, you know to us to do it, you know he do it. So when he say he is, he talk to everybody.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Because also he's the breasted one, meaning he's a nurturer, El Shaddai. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Well, somebody that went over somebody's head. Oh, you know the Bible said that he's the breasted one, right? Meaning God.
Right. Yes, sir.
I told you he's our father enough to be male, but he's El Shaddai enough to be woman. He's all one.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Lord have mercy. Somebody offended because they want to look at God in one way. Well, God is everything that you, he became all things to all people. So what you talking
yes.
about again?
Yes, sir.
Huh? He's still our father. But he's a nurturer as well. Nobody does it better.
Amen.
Nobody does it better. Tell the devil no. Somebody to lie. Huh? Man, that's a man's job. Stop lying. A woman can do it too. Now, shoot, who can raise a child better than a woman? Stop lying. A man can do it too. Boy, when you and
yeah.
God, tell the devil no. Huh? God, use what God want to use. Huh?
Yeah.
Because who can better tell somebody about marriage than somebody who's been married? Jesus never physically been married, so how can he tell anybody about marriage when it goes through him? Huh? Because you get married in the one who is never married. Hold on. You get married in the one who has never tell the devil no. Oh, Lord, come on. You can't counsel nobody when you've never been married. Tell the devil
mm-hmm.
no. When you in God, that's the best marriage of all. See, that natural marriage can be separated. The spiritual one can never. Hello. Tell the devil no. Huh?
Yes, sir.
God, who is physically never married. So who's
mm-hmm.
the best counselor again? All right.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't mean to rain nobody parade, but if that means to help us tell the devil no, let's go ahead and do it. The reason why you tell the devil no is because you're disagreeing with your flesh. See, when the flesh tells the devil yes, it's only because it's on our own desires. God tests Satan tempts, but Satan only tempts us with the things that we are already enticed by. See, it's something that you already wanted. R. Kelly can't tempt you when it's not something that you gave thought to already.
Mm. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cannot tempt you with something that you're not already enticed by. Oh, don't kiss my neck. You know what they do to me. See?
Mm-hmm.
Because your neck is your weak point. So if
yeah.
the person in the natural knows your weak point, let me help us out now. Tell the devil no. I don't know it, but I'm going to touch it. Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
To find out where you are. But first, before I touch it, I got to lure you to a place to where you by yourself.
Okay.
I got to set the mood. We let Satan set the mood. We let Satan whine and dine us. We let Satan isolate us. So it's easy for us not to resist him because we're in a comfortable state. We didn't sip his wine. The nectar of that wine just tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with a little wine, Mr. Carr. What's right with it, too? Because what is your purpose in doing it? Well, I do it to relax. I thought all your relaxation came through God.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Well, hold on. Well, you telling me ain't nothing, something wrong with it? Where it say that in the Bible, something wrong with it? You show me in the Bible where it say something right with it. But I can show you so much in the Bible that it says something is wrong with it. However, the only people who will ever understand it are those who are a friend of God.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Remember, he reveals those things to them. It's not for you to understand. Why do you think the Bible said, do you think I came to bring about peace on earth? See, to tell the devil no means there got to be some resistance to me.
Yes.
It's resistance to me, and so Satan wants to emulate me, huh? Because I'm telling you all to resist him. So he's telling you all to resist me. How is it that you resist God? Don't let him have his way.
Mm.
How you tell God no? Don't let God have his way. So how you tell Satan no? Don't let Satan have his way. Well, what is Satan's way? Any way outside of God?
Yes.
What you think temptation is? Temptation says that you won't worship the devil. But temptation does say you'll worship yourself. God, dog it, let me say it again. Temptation, I better write that down.
Yes.
Temptation says you won't worship Satan. Huh? Oh, but temptation slick. Temptation says you will worship yourself. Love yourself. You don't love nobody else. How can you love somebody else if you don't love yourself? Well, if that be the case, let me show you the lie that you just told. Boy, I wish I could unmute all y'all on the phone. Boy, I wish I could unmute all y'all on the phone. But I ain't going to do that because people talking about you have a tendency of calling people out. I got a tendency of calling Satan out.
Yes.
Now, if you represent him, I guess I'm calling you out then.
Mm.
I take that. I take that lick, as they say. Check this out. How can you love yourself? Tell the devil no. How can you love somebody without first loving yourself? Well, if that be the case, he came to be the sacrifice. He came to serve, not to be served. See, therefore, he did not love himself more than he loved us. He was already perfect. He became sin for somebody who couldn't overcome it. Lord, have mercy. So when we ask, how can you love other people without first loving yourself? Point to the cross. That's how. That's how. Well, that's Jesus. That ain't me. Well, you might want to be like him. Because other than that, when you say that's Jesus, it's mighty funny how we tell God no to the things that we don't want to do. Well, that's Jesus. Well, you talking that talk right now. But I bet you, when it comes to the day of judgment, you won't be saying that's Jesus. You're going to be saying, hi, Lavin, Jesus, what up? I know you. Let me skip that line. You're trying to get in then. But I thought you just said on earth, when you was trying to deny him, that's him. That's because we didn't want to live like him. In other words, we was resisting him then.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Jesus, and Jesus is not me. But I'm trying so much to be like him to where it ain't funny. If you can try and be like Mike, I can try and be like him.
Mm-hmm.
See how that go?
Yes, sir.
You have no problem with trying to be like Mike. You have no problem with trying to be like Oprah. You have no problem trying to emulate people that you reverence in your life.
Right. That's right.
Right? So we put gods before God, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So how is it that we got a problem with being like God? We have made that a negative connotation, and that shouldn't be. We have allowed Satan to help us to the point of resisting what is true, honest, and honorable to God.
Mm-hmm.
Being like him.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Satan, doesn't necessarily mean you go by what Satan say. Temptation says you worship yourself as an idol.
Mm.
I got to do me. I got to do for my kids. I got to see, that's all telling God no, but telling Satan yes. Because if it's about doing for your kids, why didn't he just do for Jesus and leave us foolish people alone?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to tell him to help somebody out.
Yes.
I'm trying to help somebody out right quick. If it's about doing for your kids, why then did he sacrifice his son? Hold on. Somebody else was about to sacrifice their son. Abraham. He was about to sacrifice his son because God said so.
Yes, he was.
Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. It's hard to tell yourself no. This is why it's hard to tell Satan no. It's only hard to tell yourself no when we're not walking in the spirit, but when we're walking in the flesh, because that's all I got is my feelings, and I'm going to protect them. Remember, the Bible says guard your heart. He ain't talking about your feelings. God don't care about your feelings. As a matter of fact, he will crush your feelings. He said for you to crush your feelings. Why do you think he put it on the table? Pray for those who use you. You can't even obey God because of your feelings. Who pray for people that use them, despitefully use them?
Mm.
People who are in Christ, raise your hand.
Yes, sir.
But it's hard to do that when you're constantly telling the wrong person no, when you're constantly telling God no.
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, I ain't pray against them. Yeah, but the command says to pray for those who despitefully use you. Do you do that? Or are we too busy in our bag praying for ourselves and blessing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was an assignment. You do know that. Well, I ain't mess up the floor.
But didn't your parent tell you to sweep it? So if they didn't sweep and do exactly what you said do, would you not have a problem when you return home? Well, I only imagine what God's going to see. Because, see, you don't have to verbally say no. Your actions say no for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling the wrong person no. Huh? You know, an obedient child, when somebody, hey, you come out and play today? And the parent let you answer? And you say no because I got homework to do? Woo! That means somebody remember what parents said.
Mm-hmm.
See, they submitted. Oh, Lord. They submitted to their parents. It's easy to tell Satan, hey, you want to come out and hang out today? It's easy to tell Satan no when you know your assignment.
Yes, yes, live it in is.
It. When you're willing to live in it. Because the only reason he's knocking to do what you wanted to do in the first place, to entice you. Now, whoever you submit to is how this is going to go. You're going to walk out that house. You're going to walk out your body. You're going to walk out your soul. You're going to walk out, yeah. You're going to walk out where the place God is if you go out. Huh? That means you're telling God, not right now. You're telling him no. You're telling the wrong person no. Or you can tell it, hey, feel this way today. Look at what they done did. They don't even answer your calls. They don't do nothing. It looked like they don't even want to be bothered. Can you come out and play with me? Don't listen. Look at them. They haven't returned none of your calls. You don't even talk to them like that. Yeah. Now what I want you to do is tell them how you feel.
Yes.
And guess what? You tell people how you feel, including God. Because when he don't answer, that's why you go get a premature man, not the one he created for you. Hello, somebody.
Yes.
Stop there. Y'all going to have me going too long today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go ahead and pray, Ms. Latoya.
Our Father and our God, we come before you once again on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for the word that you have allowed to penetrate our ears, dear God. We ask that you will just help us to take all that we've learned and apply it to our lives as it pertains to walking in our will, dear God, and also going forward and being a blessing to others, dear God. We pray at this hour, dear Father, that whatever we are faced with, you will just help us to continue to be bold in our faith, dear God. Always tell the devil no, dear God, and always be in submission to you, dear Father. We thank you for everyone that's assembled here, for everyone that could not be here, dear God. We ask that you will just continue to watch over them, touch them in a special way, dear God. We thank you for this ministry always, and we thank you always for our leader. We ask that you will strengthen him, dear Father, and then continue to lead all of us on the path of righteousness. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All you got to do, y'all, tell the devil no. All you got to do in order to tell him no is be faithful in your relationship with God. Just like the natural relationship, you don't have to be telling females no. You don't have to tell men no. All you got to do is be faithful to your relationship. That is telling them no.
Amen.
That's telling them no. When you don't entertain them. So when you don't entertain that thought, when you're so faithful to God, you know that's telling the devil no, right?
Yes, it is.
About that now, when you so faithful, when you all in God's face, huh? You should get people complaining. What you think you God? What you think you better than I am? What you think? I never said I was better than you are. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I'm not gonna entertain that thought that you just threw at me. How you doing today? You okay? All right. I love you too. Okay. And I'm not saying I love you being spiteful. I really do love you. But let's not entertain that thought. All right. Now, but go ahead and get us something to eat. Y'all go ahead and do this. Y'all have a good morning. Nice day. I see y'all this evening.
All right. Bye-bye.